Hello and welcome to A Part of Cthulhu, Season 4, Blitz Critters, Episode 14. Cartman, give me a rundown of what happened last episode.
Last episode, we embarked to a new area. After we dealt with our level ups, after killing the octopus guy, we got back on the party train, where mysteriously the donkey man was gone. I managed to cut off a piece of tentacle, and I'm trying my hardest to get that cooked up. And in my journey, the bird decided to go get drunk, and is having a bit of a crisis on the roof. And I'm trying to get to the kitchen to cook my meat. And when I finally got there, a very weird, almost very tasty burger was there already.
Exactly. So we will cut back onto the rooftop with Manny Manure and Toucan. What are you guys up to?
Now, how long would my being drunk be for?
I mean, you've literally only just kind of done it, so...
I thought you said it was starting to get dark now after we've been sat.
Yeah, it's getting dark.
Oh, okay.
Night is definitely falling, you know. So what are you doing?
I like to think that basically Man is explaining why he's given the jumper. So, well, you wanted the jumper, you can have this one. I'd rather you have it than it stick with me. I know you've been looking for a while, so you can have mine.
I really appreciate it. That's real nice of you. But I'd be alright for now. Really want a sweater. Really, really want a sweater. And it's like, you know what, I should be fine the way I am.
Meanwhile, the two cockroaches that are outside have kind of gone onto the roof as well to see what's going on.
Your boy there, he don't look so hot. Hey, you think he don't look so hot too?
I think he just needs something to eat.
Yeah, something to eat sounds good, but you know what? I'll be fine.
Don't forget you also play Marge.
I tell you, you'd be really good with some food in your belly. Let me tell you, after that seventh orgy we had last week, it definitely helped after that. For sure.
Oh, God, Marge, you're not still going out about your orgy.
Yeah, you know, of course I am. Of course I am. I mean, good Lord, you were a wild animal doing that shit.
You got fluids all over my crochet.
Yeah, you got shitty fluids all over your own crochet, you crazy bitch.
Are we going to get this here to combine? What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? You seem to fuck everything in its sight, you horny cockroach.
You not careful, I'll fuck that right out of your mouth.
I'm getting sick and tired of your sass. Real sick and tired of it.
Oh, you've been sassing me since we were 93.
Yeah. I'm really having a hard time understanding how old we are. How old are we at this point? I just really want to know.
Are we going by, like, rotation around the sun here, or are we going about by days?
You know, this is a good question for the all-knowing God that would know this stuff about the world.
You don't still believe in that shit.
Yeah,
either.
I mean, I still don't believe in it. You're a goddamn oracle. It's almost like you're the same person. See, like, you would actually know, but over Marge over here just smoked cigarettes all fucking day. That's how old Marge over here does.
You've been smoking cigarettes since the day you were born.
You've been smoking... Fuck, you've been born with a cigarette in your mouth.
You might as well be a goddamn cigarette.
You want to talk? You know what? That's why Marge rolls up her sleeves. Yeah, we want to go at this. Sleeves on her like forearms because she's got. I think cockroaches have like eight legs. Four, like six legs. Yes. There's like two fucking. There's like two sets of arms. Rolls up the sleeves on her two sets of arms. We really want to go at this, huh?
Ah, goddamn! Kick your ass.
Meanwhile, it'll fade to black. As it fades to black for everyone else, we go back into the kitchen.
Where it's going to fade to black soon enough for us to.
Pretty much.
Right, fucking
I would happily enjoy singing to myself and then.
Yeah, please don't. So, Gertrude, your first attack. Combat.
Now hang on, Kalaris is the one who attacked first.
No, because you're first. You said you went for a bite.
Yeah, in the turn order, but I thought Kalaris is the one who's going to bite him first.
Alright, I'll say, go on then. Kalaris, get a free normal scrap. You're going to go for just a bite.
Yeah, I'm just going to leap up and chomp him like a dog biting for a bone. So, just be straight scrap, which is a 5.
It's the attacker's advantage, but this thing has grits. And you know what? I'm not going to worry about spending grit too much on this one. So yeah, how much damage did you do?
Would that just be a straight scrap roll again?
Yeah, straight scrap roll.
5 damage.
Okay. So yeah, you kind of see this thing. You're taking a chunk out of it. You spit it out though, because it doesn't taste very good. And as you spit it out, you spit out a whole set of maggots. And they're wriggling on the floor, and they are not happy.
Gertrude's all of a sudden very happy. She did not bite into that burger.
No, but it is your turn. What are you going to do?
Now, do you know what? I'm going to try to be smart here. Because all of a sudden, we have these maggots just randomly appearing. I want to make quick work out of them. So I am actually going to use my new special ability. Da, 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 da. But no, seriously, I'm going to grow my limb, and I'm going to make it a free limb, so the 3 different attacks, one. And I would like to use that limb to attack 3 of the maggots, the first 3 in the order going right to left.
Right, then roll me your scrap 3 times, for each one for each attack.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Scurry.
That is a...
Oh, it's a 1, a 6, and a 7. Unfortunately, we have an 11, a 6, and a 3. So you will hit 2 of them.
Cool. Just the first 2. I can miss the last one.
Go on then. Do 2 d10s. You can do that in one roll.
Yes, I didn't figure that one out. Okay.
So an 8 and a 6. You will kill one of them off right. And... yep, one of them will go down to just only 2 health left.
And 8 health.
It's the burger's turn, and it's looking pissed. It's going to go after Kalaris, because you took a bite out of it.
40 bliffs like to be used.
Ooh, ah. So it's only got a d6 worth of scrap. And that's a 3. Does it hit?
Let's see. Hopefully not. Because I get a +2 to this. Yeah.
It doesn't hit. It kind of flails at you with one of its like spatula arms and completely misses. And now it is your turn again. What do you want to do?
Seems like you're not fit for consumption there. Still, time to get rid of you. Polaris is going to take a swing at him with the critter bone. Having learned that putting his mouth on that is a bad plan. That's a 6 to hit.
That's a 6 to hit. It's got a d6 as a scurry. Oh, that's a nat 1. So it will kind of just fall off. But as it falls off, it will also take some damage. But guess what? More maggots fall out of this thing.
Flower in the chat, haha, not one. Can't even get the context, but still.
No, he does not. Actually, yeah, they can't hear us, but yeah. So.
All this to me, Calamari.
Roll your attack.
That's 5 damage.
So you kill this thing, but you then also get...
More
guess what?
Maggots.
It's another set of maggots.
Okay.
This thing was infested
no
with maggots.
No more burger, though. Just lots of maggots.
Yeah, lots of maggots, and they are going to come after you in force.
Wait, what?
So, maggot number one. It's a D6 against Kalaris.
Okay, scurry boys, and I get +2 to this, so anything other than that one. Yep, that is a 5 for me.
That's a 5 for you. That's another maggot coming after you. So that's another 6. Oh, that's a nat 1. This thing will completely miss. And I'm going to say it'll bite the other one and cause it to pop. So there you go.
Like a nice little wart.
Yeah, that was damaged one, wasn't it?
Yeah. So you get one more that comes after Kalaris. Gets a 2.
Oh!
Oh, that's a nat 1. And
yeah.
Regardless, you're going to have to take the nat 1.
Yeah, that's fine.
So it will do 4 damage and you are poisoned for a round. Let's say D4 rounds, 3 rounds, and that's 2 poison per turn.
Hold on, because I need to make an instinct check.
You'll still take poison.
Yeah, but I could take a lot more damage. Is a 5 pass? I don't remember what we said.
Yeah, 5 passes.
Okay, good, so that's no physical damage and 1 poison damage, I guess, until I'm cured.
2, 4, 3 rounds.
Oh, jeez, ow.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're not fun little critters. Gertrude, what are you doing?
Well, I've got the Filial Arm Seal, which is the triple attack. I'm going to do the same again, but I'm going to go for the ones nearest to Polaris. I want her to help me out afterwards. I'm going to try to kill 3 of them in a row.
Right, go for it. Yeah. So you're going to run around here and attack the ones near Kalaris.
That's it, so I roll 3d10s to see if I hit, right?
Yep, and I roll 3d6s.
I've got another net, why?
So you hit 1.
I hit 2, because 7 beats 6, and 4 beats 2. There's
well, we're doing it
ones.
In... No, we're doing it in the order it's in. So 7 and 2, yes. 4 and 6, no... 1 and 1, both miss.
I didn't know we did it in order, but okay.
Yeah, we're doing it in order. So you hit 1.
Cool.
Roll
your
scrap.
1d10.
Yep.
And 1!
Oh, negative 1. And I'll say
no,
you hit
just
this
a 1.
It's a 1, yes I know.
Damn it.
And now, we go back. I hate you guys for making me do this.
Surfer.
Wish my
we now go
to
back to outside.
Holy shit.
Suffer as I have suffered, bitch.
So, what's happening with Toucan and Manny is Marge and Jeanette are fighting in the corner.
Now, oh, that's what the fight's from.
So I asked this before, but how long, like, do I have as
I mean, technically you've only just really drank it, so I would say at least you can do things, but I will say it's a disadvantage because you're drunk now, and I'll say it's at least for this episode.
Oh, so okay, so then he's asleep, he's full on passed out at this point.
Passed out on top of the roof.
Oh yeah,
I mean, you can do things if you want.
No, he's asleep. He's full on out of it. He's gone. Yeah. He's gone. He was that level of drunk,
Manny,
for like immediately. Oh no, he's out. He's asleep.
I mean, yeah, he's a small bird. At the end of the day, he's not really meant to be drinking alcohol to start with. So yeah,
I think Manny would basically let him fall asleep, but you were just gonna pick him up, like scoop him up in his paws, and just try to take him down. So, like, so if and when he does wake up, you'll have a nice peaceful atmosphere, and to get something to eat to help him sober up, maybe find some coffee or something, so you'll carry him downstairs.
So you're going to go downstairs and you're going to go inside?
Yeah, for a nice peaceful atmosphere. No complications.
So yeah, you go inside of the restaurant and you're greeted by hello, how may we serve you today?
Oh yeah, I've gone quite posh.
Marge followed in just in case too, just to see how things are going in here.
God damn it, Marge, I didn't say you could come in.
You know what? Fuck you, you old whore! You old whore, you can stay in your corner.
Damn it, you gotta go take the trash out.
We're gonna go through this whole part of the episode that every interaction is me and Marge, is old Jeanette and Marge. The whole time.
Damn it, bitch, I told you to go take out the trash.
You can go, I ain't know your... Bitch, you bitch!
Remember, damn, last time you didn't take out the trash?
Yeah.
With maggots in the kitchen.
Yeah, that was your fucking fault. So cared about fucking whatever that walks.
You gotta go take out the trash. The burger has become sentient. Gonna get maggots.
Yeah, sentient. You'll probably try to fuck it now that it's sentient. Fuck.
God damn you, you wanna fuck everything to walks.
That's true, but shut up!
You notice they got that there inflatable?
Yes. Yes, I did.
You wanna go and steal it?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Manny, what are you gonna do? What are you doing in this situation?
You're doing it too much. If I leave my friend in one of these little stores, would you look after so my friend too can have someone to talk to when they wake up?
I don't know. He could probably talk to me, Marge. I'll sit in here with you. You take care of whatever you gotta go and do, honey. I'll take care of this big strapping toucan.
One of the other two sets will be like, "Oh, your friends. I do believe they went into the kitchen to help tidy up. I do believe, Marge, that was your job to do, was it not?"
Yeah, I would say Frank... so. I would say so. This bitch always signs me up for all the light duties.
Damn it! I told you to take out the trash.
You can go fuck yourself.
So, Matty, are you gonna go in the kitchen?
Yeah, he's going to put the thing into the store, but he's going to get the singing fish, press the button, and just walk into the kitchen playing the fish.
Okay. Give me a second here. I need to work out how to separate players out.
Okay.
There you go. Right. That just leaves Toucan by himself, passed out, inside of the... diner.
Go ahead and say it, honey. It ain't like it's gonna be a secret.
Oh, so, I have audio issues.
Yeah, he's still deaf and hang on. Let me just... There you go. Matt left you out to dry,
man. No, yeah, because he's not inside.
Oh, well, never mind. Bye, bitch.
Bye.
So Manny has walked into essentially chaos gone wrong. Roll me. Actually, don't even roll because I'll just say you're at the bottom of the initiative at this one because it's already started.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the things I have to draw about.
There are maggots absolutely everywhere. They are poisonous galore. And, yeah, it's not looking like a good time because Kolaris, for the next three rounds, is taking 2 damage of poison.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Holy shit.
I'm fine. Look at the health bar. It's okay.
Unless another one sets bite to you and then it stacks.
Yeah, these bitches can't hit me. Unless I get that one.
So Gertrude attacked on the last turn, if I remember correctly. So it's now the maggot's turn. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4 maggots that are going to go after Gertrude.
Wait,
Gertrude,
what?
Roll me 4 scurry rolls of a success.
Beat them all.
Dodge.
Yep,
beat
every single one of them. And now it's Kolaris' turn. You take 2 points of poison.
I do take 2 points of poison. I'll just note that down. Yeah, 19 health. Oops. Right, you know... Oh yeah, it's my turn, so I get to hit them.
Yep, you get to hit them.
I'm just going to try and squish one of them. With the bone. Ah, oh, for fuck's sake.
Hang on, let me roll you a d10. It's still a net one.
Oh, what the hell? Okay, I fucked my dice up somehow, but...
Okay, well, either way, we'll say you got the nat one there. You miss, and I'm not going to make you hit anyone else for that, because that doesn't seem... Oh, I forgot to add the other maggots in, didn't I? I'll do that now. Means they won't get a turn until later. One and two, they're going to go after you, so that's 2d6. Nat one and a four.
Wow,
can you beat a nat one and a four?
I've got it. It's d8, I believe, with a plus two, so 2d8. Seven each.
Yeah, they completely miss you. They don't hit. Many manure. What are you going to do in this complete chaos?
So he would be walking in through the door, holding this fish with it playing. It's like,
wait, if the fish is playing, do all the maggots
stay? Yeah, just walks in.
Oh no, Manny.
Manny manure, you've got yourself in trouble here now. Your fish is singing. You don't understand what's going on. What are you doing?
So he just walks in, sings a little tune like the fish is singing, and he just sees the situation. What the hell's going on?
Play exterminators for now.
Okay, so you'll run. Who looks like the mowing shit? That's yourself.
Okay, you gonna attack or you not gonna attack?
Do them two look like they're getting attacked?
That's his
first.
Very much so.
Point of call. He's basically first. So, hold on. You run over to the nearest maggot, takes the fish, and just tries to twat it in the mush.
In the mush.
Okay, so you're going to go and hit a maggot. Roll me your attack.
A fishy twat in the mush.
Yeah.
No.
So it's. I roll my bonk, because it's changed now, because I've gone down a dice. My bonk's still a D8. Oh, yeah, my bonk's still a D8.
But... No, you do your scrap first.
Oh, shit, hold on. I need to double check.
Scrap roll first.
Oh, yeah. I rolled a 6 on a D8.
Cool. So they need to get a 6 to get a 2. Okay, so roll me your scrap and then add your bonk to it.
Okay, because it's a bit different now. And yeah. That thing. So a 1 and a piss.
That's fine.
Okay.
1 and a 6, yeah?
Yeah, so 7 damage.
Cool, you do 7 damage to the maggot. It does not look happy. It's kind of semi-deflated on the floor. Gertrude, what are you going to do?
I'm still going in for these triple attacks.
Go for it. Roll me 3.
7, 10, 7.
Ooh, very nice. Okay, so you hit every single one. Ooh. Roll me again. Yeah.
373.
373. So which ones are you hitting?
The 3 closest ones to Kalaris, and yeah.
3 closest ones to Kalaris. Okay, so
it'll be these 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. 5. Dead. And 5. Cool. It's now the maggot's turn. And because of the singing fish, you're going to get 1, 2, 3, 4. Manny, can you roll me 4 of your scurry?
Bells. Okay. plus 1, because I've got plus 1.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
5 and... Hold on, actually, no, because actually you fucked up. Wrong one. Oh, 4, 4, 4, 4.
Right, so the attacker does get winning on that one, so 2 of them do attack you.
Okay.
So that is 2d6 worth, that's 8 damage.
8 damage.
Oh, fuck.
Plus, I take away 4.
You have
plus away 4, so 4 damage, so...
8. All right, 8.
You are also poisoned for... Did I roll for D4? I did roll D4, didn't I?
Yep.
You're poisoned for 2 rounds.
What? Oh, it's just damage, isn't
it? 2 rounds for 2 poison each. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Kalaris.
I can do math.
2 damage.
Yep, so I'm going to take the 2 damage and then I'm going to real quick pour some candy sweets down Flower's mouth so he doesn't get fucked up by poison next round.
That would be your entire thing then.
And that'll be a D10 healing because they do 2. Ooh. So each maggot does 2 damage. He's poisoned twice over. So next round he's going to take 4, and then the round after that he'll take another 4 and die. So
will indeed.
He's getting a D10. Oh no! Fuck! Well,
oh.
You still live on that, assuming you don't get hit again, but thanks for that nat 1, man.
Oh, that's bad timing on the nat 1.
Oh, fuck.
That's such bad timing on the nat 1.
I've got like
3. Do I still get healed by that 1?
3, 4. Yeah, you have done.
Oh, man.
5 maggots. All come after you because you are playing the singing fish.
Another death, another death.
It's coming up, man. Oh, you summoned the ones from the sink. No.
All of them.
We were avoiding those.
Roll me scurry times 5.
Scurry, boom, plus 1, 7, okay. 4,
dodge,
5,
dodge.
6, 5.
I think you dodged them all.
Yeah.
Wah.
Wait, do you only plus 1?
Yeah.
So you technically get a draw on the last one, so one does hit you. Oh no.
Oh god.
It's gonna hit you for 1.
Hold on. I think I can use it at this point. Insult. 3. Insult your target. Dig really deep and let your target have it. Burn 6 grit, your insult resonates so deep your target succeeds. Fails, but successfully just roll. Jeez,
okay.
That's cold.
Oh. Well, what are you going to kill this maggot?
Yeah, insult the maggot.
You eat all that out of a bag of shit.
You called out a bag
Fair
of shit.
Play. So I will say this is a perfect time to have Tuco come back in.
Help! Help us!
Not right now. You'll hear the friendly voice of the postman and be, oh, fucking hell, what the hell is going on in here? I've got your mail.
It looks like a
and
cult sacrifice.
Flower, it's your turn for advert.
Gonna go. Scroll with me a bit. Scroll with me. Nope.
Before you potentially die.
Something that you can heal yourself with, please, man. For love of God.
I have DR.
Are you okay?
Your DR doesn't matter against the poison, man.
Well, I'm passed out, so what am I supposed to do?
Oh, you punch it.
Yeah. Well, you didn't really pass out. I said you can still attack and stuff, but you'd be at disadvantage.
I would say, okay, I'll do that, but I would say he's, like, pretty much inaudible. Like, he's, like... He said all he wants to say. I don't really know what else I could say as a drunk toucan.
That's fair enough. I mean, you can still join the combat that may be happening in another room.
Oh my god.
But anyway, Flau, what is your advert?
Flicker's Beans. Come and join a good old Flicker's Beans. We promise an enjoyable time. Just peel back the cover and start munch on our all new chocolate covered coffee beans. They come in 2 flavours, original and creamy. Mmm, what a way to spend your interview
creamy
or your
beans.
New job. Why not share your creamy beans with everyone? Careful, they squirt with flavour.
It's almost if he was listening into what we were saying outside, Duke. Oh, yeah, he was, because he was there.
Why was I muted? If he was in there and listening, why was I the only one muted?
No. He's talking about when you weren't there with him. It's fine.
Yeah. This is the advert. What do you want in terms of health and grit for that? So you don't end up dying in the next round.
Well, I was originally thought it'd be grit, but now I've not got much health.
Oh, it's grit as well.
Because I thought, it's coffee. So... I expect it would be a bit more for grit than health.
Okay, really. So let's say D6 of grit. Well, a D8 of grit, and I'll say a D6 of health.
Okay.
SP of 2. I don't want to kill him.
He's just... I'm not asked if he dies on it. I'll just make another character.
Are you going to eat your flicker's bean?
Yes, I'll flick my bean.
Roll me a D8. 4. Yeah, 4 health back.
And however much grit?
5 grit, yeah. And 4 health.
Cool. Token, you're in the... I'm going to mute anyone for this one. You're inside the dining. You can hear there's chaos going on inside the kitchen. You can hear a singing fish going off. For the love of God, put the damn thing down. And even in your drunken state, you know you should probably go and have a look and see what's going on.
All right.
Unless you don't
want
to.
All right, all right. I'll do it. I'll go in. I'll go see what's going on. It sounds like one of them frat parties from my college days. Okay.
So I go in?
Meanwhile, outside, Janet and Marge are like,
we'll take good care of your pool, floaty, if you want.
Yeah, we'll take real good care of it. Wink, 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 wink.
Gonna ride that thing all night long.
Alright, that really wasn't what I was thinking. Good lord, you
won't need a pool to get
it. It's not even alive. It's a fake you know what? You're lost cause.
You never had an inflatable doll before?
I went down the sewer, you goddamn broad.
Good lord, you're so riddled with STDs, I would hate to be the man to fuck you next. Or woman. Whatever, it seems like you ain't got a fucking preference.
I'm a damn cockroach. None of us have preference.
Yeah, you damn real fuck with your head cut off, too. You're so fucking dead, good lord. Yeah, what?
Cut your goddamn head. Might not get so much fucking lift for cutting your damn head off.
God. You know what? I'm not done with your sorry ass. I'm thinking of cutting your head off myself.
Is cutting your head off the cockroach equivalent of removing a rib?
Debatable. Anyway, inside of the kitchen. Manny, have you just attacked? No, the maggots just attacked. So yeah, your turn to attack.
Okay.
What in God's green earth have I walked into? Like, I'm just now looking at the fucking map. What is going on? It's like Marge and Jeanette was in here last. Like, good God. There's stuff all over the floor.
Yeah.
All you can hear from outside is, I told you to take out the damn trash.
God, you fucking got your pussy juice all over the damn walls. Look at the color of it. Only you...
It's damn rotten food, you bitch, and you damn...
You fucking rubbed your pussy all over everything.
Manny, what are you doing for your attack?
Because
how many fucking is there? I haven't
actually... Bitch, the fish, please. Let it go.
It's my only weapon as well.
Oh, what the fuck? Why?
I couldn't hold anything else. I had to get rid of the trowel.
Such a bad idea.
I don't give a shit. It's a bit face funny.
Okay, what are you going to do with your singing fish?
On the road again.
He'd like to put a show on and start singing to try to cool this area down.
I would point out you also do take 4 points of poison damage at this point.
Yeah.
So I've got some health.
Do you?
Is that a way of curing poison?
Well, it's gonna run out in a turn anyway.
This has to run out unless you have like an antidote thing, which I don't think you guys have any books. You have the honey.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd healed from some of the beans.
Yeah, you had, but the 4 poisons pretty much nixed that.
You healed 4, it took off 4.
And doesn't it go off in the end of next thing?
Yeah, next one it does, unless you get bitten again.
Okay. It literally just tried to cool the situation down and basically sings what the fishy singer just tried to... You know, when you go to like a gig and everyone's vibing with the songs, it's all quite chill.
are trying to sing along with the fish.
Yeah, and get the maggots to join in as well.
Yeah, fish, sing it. We're all vibing over here, man.
What is that? Is that an ability?
Perk, calming. Other animals feel strangely comfortable around you, even strangers. You roll with advantage when calming, soothing, or smoothing things over.
So you're going to try and calm down a maggot.
They are animals.
Maggots. Maggots.
I mean, they're technically pests.
No, they're not items.
They're living, but they're not sentient. Sentient, they're kind of pests. I'll say you can roll a vibe to do.
Well,
how many are there? I want a vibe over six.
Well, I've got smooth. This is for either smoothing, soothing, or calming. So I'll do a vibe, which right. I have advantage on, and that's a plus one.
Right, so roll me...
Eight. And it's like, okay. Come on, everybody, join in!
Roll me... I tell you what, out of the nine maggots that are there, you managed to calm down...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Only two. And they were just kind of... Well, I rolled a D9, and it'll kind of just squelch off into the back under the cupboard or something. You know, they might be a problem for a later date. Gertrude, what are you doing?
Gertrude is carrying on with his triple attack, forcing them away.
Go for it. Roll me 3.
919.
919. Yep, you hit 2. Roll me again.
Eight and ten.
Yeah, you can definitely kill two of them. The maggots' turn. There are 3 maggots going up this turn. It's 3d6. Roll me scurry many manure times 3.
You've got grit to burn. You might want to do it.
I've got to ask. What's this is combat, so should shouldn't I also be fighting? Do I need to roll scurry to get a...
No, no. You put on at the end. That's how we've done it with everyone entered in. Okay. Yeah, just to save worrying about adding turn to orders. Right, so... Two of them plus miss. One. Yeah, one of them will hit you, unless you want to spend grit. You know, you
can't spend grit in that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit, okay. I tried.
Yeah. I can you insult again.
Yeah, there you go. You can insult. It's a free one, yeah?
No, I spend 6 grit.
But is it passive?
Insult 3, insult your target.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so you can use it. Go on. Yeah, cool. Give it an insult then.
You didn't like my singing? Well, I don't think you can sing any fucking better, you piece of shit.
Cool. Claris, your turn. You take the last 3.
Yep, sure, I will do that.
So you're on 14? 18.
What? 18. Oh, no, you forgot to take it off one time.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. I'm on 14, I believe.
14.
Hey, player honesty. But my poison's run out now, so I'm gonna, again, attempt the sweetie cup thing, because Manny's still got the fucking fish.
Now, how did we do this last time? Because we technically threw it at them, but I think in this situation, I'll just let you roll.
Just pouring it down his throat. I'm literally like prying open my jaws and just sticking toffees down there. Like hell.
Throwing.
I don't have any more.
Shut up. Let's say a scurry roll. Throw me a scurry roll, 1/5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm right there.
I mean, we did it for the last one when it was Gertrude needing food.
Fair enough.
We have one for free.
Valid. My scurry is a 8 plus 2, isn't it?
Yeah, so... Yeah.
So that's a 9.
Oh, there you go. Now roll me a d10. How much sweet...
Please, God, not another nat fucking one. 6. Okay, 6.
6. There you go. So you're now at 15 health. You're looking slightly better.
Put that fucking fish down, or I'll squish those bugs. Your choice.
2 maggots after Manny. Because the fucking fish. Run a piece of Scurry.
Scurry plus one. Yep. So seven and
you
a miss four.
Miss one of the maggots. Do you have any more grit to burn for insult?
I have three grit left.
How much is it for insult?
Six.
Oh god.
Three dead. Three, and you're poisoned again.
Four. How many turns?
For the one extra, but he still technically, I think, has the one from before still.
I thought he didn't. I thought he'd run out.
Might have run out. But he's got two and one. Oh, that's a d4 for how long it lasts.
Oh!
That's four.
Anyone got any other healing items?
I mean, I've still got to cook my octopus, but we got to kill these guys first.
Yes, sir!
Everything is very wobbly. You don't quite understand what's going on. It stinks of shit in here. There's maggots everywhere. They're trying to eat Manny.
Are you going
to do anything?
I'm going to first vomit. And then...
Don't forget, you'll be at disadvantage because of the alcohol.
Yes. And then I'm going to... you know what? What am I going to do? I want to fight, but at the same time, I'll be at disadvantage. You know what? I'll probably go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and fight. I'm going to swing my screw quarter mace at the nearest bug near me. Because I'm obviously fighting. Like, I just figure that's who I'll be fighting. Because, I mean, like, I'm kind of, like, coming to at this. You know? So, I'm just going to go ahead and screw it. That'll be a D6 for scurry. Scrap. And that's a...
So there will be two scraps.
Oh, you have disadvantage. That's a four.
So this thing has a scurry of a D12.
Oh my goodness.
That's a 10.
A D12.
Yep, they're easy to hit. Well, they hit less, but they're easy to... Well, no. Can't hit for shit, but can scurry for well, because they're small and maggots.
Yeah.
Manny, you take... 2 damage for poison. You have 1 poison turn left.
I'd be allowed to take him. I've not been doing it the ass.
Poison doesn't take.
No, when they were biting me.
I should have remembered.
Okay.
That. I'll let you ride. I'm not bothered.
It's alright. Your attack, good sir. What are you going to do?
Well, there's 3 left, is it?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left.
Oh, bollocks. Oh, fell for a little.
10.
Why the fuck is it on my screen? It's 2. Okay. All I can literally do with my 3 grit is basically fart. That basically generates a cloud of putrid odors, burn 3 grit. It's all animals in the same set for me suffer a penalty to any rounds, or rolls for so many rounds.
That will fuck up. All of us as well.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. It's really quite a bad part of it. That's on me. He's gonna basically just do what he can. He's just trying to. Which one looks like the got the least health? There's most damage. Maggot. That one.
Yeah. That one. Pretty much half, mostly dead. It's almost like a toothpaste tube that's been mostly rolled up.
He's just trying to smush it with the fish.
Go on then.
Is there any way I could just turn the fish off?
No, you turn it on whilst combat. It stays on for combat.
Oh, okay. Bonk.
Yeah.
5.
12.
I don't think I've got a way to... I've not got... Ooh. Oh, I can't even fucking do it. I've spent on my grip before.
Gertrude, I think I must have changed that at some point, but yeah, Gertrude, go for it. 3 of them. I think I must have been rolling the wrong thing at one point. That's why it killed so many of them, but I'm okay with that. Cartman?
Yeah, I'll still try to get rid of these last three, buddy.
Yep, roll three. You got beat fives.
I got one, but
you hit one. Roll me a d10.
Dead.
Cool. You splat one into nothingness. Two of them go after Manny Manure again because of his singing fish. One and a six. Can you beat a one and a six?
One. Six and a five.
One of them will hit you. Don't forget your damage resistance.
Damage resistance. Damage resistance.
Six. What two do damage. You have?
Damage resistance.
How much of it?
Four,
okay.
You take four.
No, I my damage resistance is four.
Oh, that's, so you're on eight.
Six. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Wait, hold up. Yeah,
yep.
Clarus.
I was going to say, hey, wait off up a minute. Having run out of healing items to try and preserve Maddie's life.
That sweet cup is gone now, by the way.
Oh, gone?
Gone.
Oh. Not my sweetie cup. Anyhow.
Daddy.
It's all good. Kalash is going to charge in and attempt to squish some maggots. That is a nine.
That's a nine. Do you squish a maggot? Yes, you do.
Oop. Ah, fuck.
Oh,
eight damage. Yes, okay. Still kills it.
What? You're rolling two? Oh. Yeah, you're running a bone, aren't you?
Bone, yeah. Which technically that's possible as well. Right. Only three left, lads. Come on. See if we can keep the
two
skunk breathing.
After Manny. Two and a three.
Come on, Manny.
Can you beat a two and a three?
Two and a three plus two. Plus one. Oh, bollocks in hell.
Oh, motherfucker.
It's plus one, though, yeah?
Shabada, can I use my catchphrase on that?
Go for it.
Time
I know you shouldn't
remove...
on that one.
So remove the buck one.
Roll me an extra d6. Come on, don't die on me.
Please, God. Four.
Yeah, cool. You managed to miss it. Tugan, are you back? Is Tugan back?
No.
Cool, right, Manny, I'll switch you round for Tugan for a minute. You'll take the two. Take the two for the thing. So, the thing. What is your attack?
Health, six. You're gonna try to twat in the mush again with the fish. Bonk. An eight.
Nice.
You got an eight.
Yeah. Is it,
let's see if it manages.
No.
You have two grit you can burn technically if you really want.
I have three grit.
Yeah.
But
go on then.
Yeah, I can use two. Is it two?
Yeah, with two.
Two. Burn two grit. One grit left.
Yep.
To hit the. I should have fucking used another catchphrase. I don't like doing catchphrase in the same combat.
That's fine. I mean, you can do. It's per episode.
Hit. It's like, remove butt plug. And then I remove butt plug again.
Remove the secondary bubbler. Go for it. Roll your d8. Come on, you got to beat a 9.
You got a hit. That does kill it, though, because that's the damage roll.
No, because he was attacking. That's his attacking roll, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, burned the grit. Right, so he rolled the 8, you rolled the d12, and he had to burn grit to make it hit, right?
Did you do the grit, or did you use a catchphrase?
He only used his catchphrase like 10 seconds ago.
I didn't want to use the catchphrase again in the same combat, so I burnt the grit. I'm joking about using it.
Alright, yeah, okay, then that is the one, so you would get it. Right, Tukum, your turn, what do you want to do?
I'm going to do the same damn thing
my
I did
disadvantage
before.
And don't forget the minus one.
Damn it.
Cool, go for it, because you were at zero grit. Minus one.
That's a two, then.
That's a two. Roll it again, just in case.
Oh god, no, don't make him
roll.
That's a 2.
Yeah, not a Hell in Hell's chance.
Damn
you
it!
You kind of sway back and forth. You end up hitting, like, you know, the cabinets a couple of times. You think you're doing well. You think to yourself, you've got this battle. You're the MVP. But really, it's a small poster on the side of a fridge.
I didn't really. I didn't really know making you drunk made you delusional. Okay.
No. That's the only way I can explain it. Gertrude, for the love of God, kill these last maggots, please.
Of course. I'm going to triple. Well, there's only one left.
There's two.
Okay. Well, I'm getting free. I get a free attack, so if I miss one, it can just. It'll work. 3, 5, 3.
Right. 2d12. You hit one of them.
Hang on. I hit two of them. Because let's say I missed the first three. I do three attacks. So that means the four beats of five and the two beats of three.
He's right. He's doing three attacks, but on two.
Wait, are you plusing one?
No, because like the three doesn't hit the four, right? But the five hits the four, and the three hits the two.
Thank you. I missed the first attack.
Two attacks on one maggot, and one attack on the other maggot.
Yeah, but I was going to say that it, because it's the way it's still lined up, it was going to be the three on the four, the five on the two, the three on the four.
Oh, really? Like, making it circle around?
Yeah, it kind of makes sense doing it like that.
Does it? I thought you just...
Run me a D100. If it's over 50, you can do it.
Oh, so many rolls.
Ah, never mind.
No, you don't. See, you managed to hit one. Roll your damage.
One.
Fuck me.
Well, no, you shot yourself there. I'm sorry, I tried.
I didn't shoot myself, you shot yourself. Kalaris, there's two maggots left. A whole bunch of maggot goo on the floor. A drunk toucan. A very nearly dead Manny. What are you gonna do?
Unfortunately for Manny, I only have... Like, I don't have the grit to double attack. So I can only hit one of these bastards. I can only hit them once, so... I'm just gonna try... Ah, that's a nat one. Fuck me. Never mind. Kalaris swings and misses.
Right, singing fish boy. Five out of five, can you miss it? Please?
Plus one.
Four and a six.
Four and a six.
If you
burn the
one...
last grit, I've got one grit left. One
burning grit,
gone.
One. Do now, because that's a four against a five.
Yeah, but it's a... is this what you get?
Yeah, but it's the attacker's advantage, isn't it?
If it meets, it's
the attacker's win. It's in the rules, isn't it, Duke?
Whoever initiated... The contested roll.
So wait, Flair, do you still have your second catchphrase?
Yes.
Use it.
Turn that bitch.
I best remove the butt plug.
please. You need a 5 or 6.
Okay. That's only two, but it does add another one onto the poison total.
DR4, so it just adds
the
poison.
DR4, so it's just the poison.
Yep, so the poison will come next turn, and that's two. You're not looking healthy, buddy.
No, I have 6 HP.
Four.
HP.
Oh, yeah, shit, yeah. Okay, four.
Do your attack.
The fish. And the bonk. Literally nothing else.
No,
like
just the attack first.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Two.
One. You better hope it rolls on that one. No, it does not. That's a four. Toucan, I'm going to say at this point, you're so angry, your disadvantage is gone. You still have the minus one because of the zero grit.
All right.
You still have the jumper.
All right.
You've sobered up from battle.
I'm so pissed off. So pissed off.
He's up right now.
I initiate the porcupine decoy.
Oh. Wait, you want the inflatable?
Yes. I've got it.
The inflatable you left with Marge and Janet.
Oh, did I leave mine? No, I never said
yeah.
They were encouraging him to do it. I never said... Toucan left the decoy. It's in his backpack. He never...
Okay. I'll say you can have the decoy. That's fine.
Yep, I initiate the decoy. Now.
You initiate the decoy.
I initiate the decoy. And as soon as I initiate the deco, I smash the first fucking gnat I see, a maggot I see with my quarter screw, my quarter mace.
First fucking gnat I see.
Roman, your attack.
That's a 3, then.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'll roll a disadvantage with these guys because they're distracted by the inflatable. No, that's even.
Damn more. It!
Save these two maggots.
You know, I am sick of. You guys bring me in here to fucking fight maggots, and I'm doing everything I can to help.
Gertrude, kick the shit out of these maggots, please.
No, I'm trying.
Still gotta get them.
5, 10, 5.
Oh!
Oh, 5, 10, and a 5, please.
What an 8!
Yes, you managed to hit both of them.
Thank you.
Actually, you hit one of them twice.
Yeah.
Good. 7, 5, 6.
That kills, right? 7 kills that, and then 5 and 6 would kill.
Right,
this.
Carmen, which one? Hold on, which one are you hitting twice here?
The one with the most health.
Okay, good answer. Yes, you managed to kill both of the goddamn things. Caloris, Manny, Gertrude, Tukin. You've killed the entire fucking pantry of maggots.
I'm poisoned.
However, Manny Manure, you are poisoned as shit.
Tukin just jumps
find
up
find out
downs,
what happens next time.
Grabs something, throws it down like he just won the fucking super plate. The super plate.
The super spoon.
Nice save. Thank you very much for listening. In fact, you know what, Tukin? Sign us out of this episode, buddy.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck maggots. That's what I say. Fuck them. Fuck. That's all I have to say.
Janet, I hear someone say, fuck
you know what? Yeah. Fuck you, Janet. Fuck you.
But they just said fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
You want to go see?
Yeah, no, I just want to say fuck you. That's all I care about.
Apparently he wants to fuck you.
And that is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening. If anyone is still listening, don't forget we have the art competition going. What we need to do is draw a picture of your favourite critter from season 4 in whatever way you want.
I get fucked up by maggots.
Exactly. You don't have to be a professional drawer, you don't have to be an amateur, you don't have to be anything. Just draw whatever the fuck you want and say it to Critter. We'll accept it.
Goodbye,
the better though.
Yeah. We're desperate.
Goodbye. All you need to do for that,
as they say.
All you need to do is tag Stillfleet Studios, Odd God Games, and us in either Twitter or Blue Sky. Probably Blue Sky. Thank you very much, and goodbye.